It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Huge show for you today, friends. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. Kevin McCullough,
now. So much to discuss. The sentencing and another verdict in the Mueller probe has come down, and we start with that. We'll also get perspective on it from John Catsimatidis later in the hour, but we start with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Kristen Tate also checking in. It's a big, busy news hour. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Former attorney to President Trump, Michael Cohen, learning his fate today as a federal judge has announced his sentence, and it is 36 months.
That is what he got, and there are a lot of people speculating about what it all means. I'm glad to have my next guest on because he's kind of in the opposite boat. He didn't take a plea deal, and he could at any moment have federal agents busting down his door. But he's got opinions on what has happened thus far. It's one of the reasons why he's going to write a book about it. Coming out next year, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Dr. Jerome Corsi, author and investigative reporter, rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Dr. Corsi, it's been a while, but good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, my pleasure. Thank you.
So when the verdict came down earlier today, I had heard that the kind of top end of the sentencing guidelines would have allowed 60 months. I think most people thought he was going to get about 48. They came in under that at a 36-month mark, but some other fines and other things attached to it. What did you make of the meaning or the indication of what Mr. Cohen ended up getting by way of sentencing?
Well, I think it's a tragedy. The whole thing is a tragedy. I mean, Michael Cohen is a good family man. I've known him in the years of, you know, New York. I've spent most of my adult life in New York. And he has a great family. This is a political prosecution. Michael Cohen would never have been under investigation had he not worked for Donald Trump. And if we're going to, you know, weaponize our justice system so it's going after political opponents, you know, if the Department of Justice is really, in my case also, and this book Silent No More, where you can read it, and it's coming out, we're going to do an ebook immediately. I want this to be, and I've recorded the audiobook. It's going to be out as quickly as possible, about 3 weeks. But even today or tomorrow on Amazon, Silent No More will be in an ebook. You can read it.
Excellent.
These are political prosecutors. I experienced it firsthand. They're partisan Democrats, Hillary Clinton, hardcore, and they're out to impeach, take down Donald Trump. I consider this to be part of a coup d'etat. They want to invalidate the results of a 2016 legitimate presidential election. Michael Cohen is a victim to our politicalization, our weaponization of the justice system. And, you know, this is the destruction of America. If we do this and have our political system go after our justice system, not the equal justice, where Hillary Clinton gets the skate, every Democrat, no matter what they do, are okay. But Michael Cohen has his whole life examined because he works for Donald Trump. This is a travesty of justice.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about this, because there's a couple of thoughts I have about what you're saying. And one is that as soon as Mueller began to apply pressure, Cohen started singing like a songbird. So I don't really have as much empathy for him, given that if there is the kind of gross injustice going on, I don't think turning on the guy that you've, you know, said you'd previously take a bullet for is necessarily a good act of faith. But let me dig deeper into something that you just said, because in the Flynn case, in your case, in Cohen's case, in the Manafort case, you've got different people being accused of lying or being asked to sign plea agreements in which they state that they're lying. And this has been the overwhelming majority of issues that they have pressed forward with these indictments on. The fact that you have Holder and Clapper and Hillary on the other side, Lynch on the other side, with documented lies that should have been brought up in the DOJ's Inspector General's investigation, and no one is saying boo about any of that, and treated with very different. Michael Flynn is now out today saying that he was pressured not to have an attorney present when they were giving testimony. Hillary Clinton was allowed to basically invite Comey to her house and throw a party, have a little picnic with some tea sandwiches and so forth. And whatever they got around to talking about, that's what he ended up putting in his report that he'd already written 3 months previous to this. Dr. Corsi, it is almost like indisputable that there's been a double standard here.
Well, and not only that, I mean, my case, you know, it's very clear to me. First of all, I went in to cooperate. I gave them my computers. I had a time machine, if anyone knows that, from Apple. It archives your computer, you know, complete record of everything in my computer, so nothing could be erased permanently, always there. I gave them my phone records. I helped them with all my email accounts. I went in to tell the truth. I did tell the truth. Now, they play this stupid memory game where, you know, they ask you a question. So the first day I said, well, I didn't want to send anybody to see Assange. And then they pull out an email that I hadn't seen, that I hadn't been able to download my 2016 computers, where Roger Stone asked me to get someone to see Assange in London. I sent it to Ted Malik. I'd forgotten about that. It took me about 10 seconds to forward that email. They allowed me to amend my testimony. They allowed me constantly to amend my testimony. They only blew it up when I couldn't give them the key link they wanted. They wanted me to say that I had a link to Assange so I could link Stone to Assange to complete their collusion theory. But I've never met Assange. I've never spoken to Assange, never emailed him, have no communication with him, and no intermediary. And when I said that, they blew it up. Now, suddenly, I didn't want the plea deal. I was going on the media. I was pulling up to NBC News in Manhattan to give an interview on TV. My attorney calls and said, they'll give you a plea deal if you don't talk to the media. Well, the plea deal required that I plead that I knowingly and willfully, you know, gave false information with the intent to deceive the federal authorities. And they wanted me to plead to what I said on the first day, not recognizing that they'd allowed me to amend that and accepted the amendment. A totally fraudulent. I'm not going to go before a judge and God. You know, I'm religious. Jesus Christ is my personal savior. And we're here only a short time. I'm not going to go swear a lie to stay out of prison. And I told them they can take this whole thing, and I'm going to expose what happened to me going in there to cooperate with them, and they didn't get what they want. Now they're threatening me with prison for the rest of my life. This is not justice in America.
Yeah. And this will be documented in the book that will be an e-book within the next 24 to 48 hours on Amazon. Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Dr. Jerome Corsi, the author. Dr. Corsi, you're not alone in this, by the way. The esteemed chairman emeritus of Harvard Law, you know, a little school called Harvard Law, Alan Dershowitz, has made a fairly lengthy documentation of how unreliable false statement prosecutions are. And when we're down, what, $40 million that's been spent on this investigation, several years now, people's lives have been interrupted for it. It appears that everyone tried to cooperate on some level or on the best level that they could. It appears that Manafort may have had tax problems, Cohen may have had tax problems, but none of that has anything to do with the actual campaign. Is there any recourse that can be taken against the people that continue to perpetrate in what is, in essence, a false investigation?
Well, they can be shut down and put under investigation themselves. I mean, I've never had as much as a parking ticket on my record. I'm 72 years old. They said this was going to have to be a secret. I was going to swear to a judge I was a criminal. I couldn't even report it. I said, what am I going to do? I have security license, insurance licenses. They said, the special prosecutor said, oh, it's secret. You don't have to tell the regulators. That's not what the regulations say. Now they want me to lie, and then they want me to break regulations with my securities, and I won't do this.
Right, right, right.
This is fraudulent, and I'm going to tell the world how fraudulent it is.
Well, and there's rumors that they've been stalking your grandchildren after media appearances and other things. I hope, Dr. Corsi, that you'll come back and tell us more of the story in the days to come, but thanks for being with us today. Friends, get the ebook. It's out in the next 24 to 48 hours. Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. The audiobook will be ready shortly as well. Be looking for that at your favorite ebook retailer. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin. My pleasure.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we continue, Kristen Tate, John Catsimatidis, all before we're done today on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at delays here on the westbound Staten Island Expressway from the Verrazano Bridge right over towards 440 eastbound coast to coast. That's a good ride. Verrazano Bridge, a good ride in both directions on both levels. Del Parkway jammed up starting in Fort Hamilton on the eastbound side. And takes us right out towards Sheepshead Bay before the pace picks up a little bit. Then we're slow as you travel across the Mill Basin Drawbridge and out through Howard Beach. Westbound right before Kennedy Airport, there's an accident being cleared. In Queens Van Wyck, a slow ride in both directions, but especially slow on that northbound side north of Kennedy heading up towards the LIE. Grand Central slows eastbound from Northern Boulevard right out to the Cross Island Parkway. Eastbound LIE bumper to bumper from, let's say, the BQE right out to the Cross Island. Both the Clearview and the Cross Island jammed on the southbound side heading away from the Throgs Neck Bridge. And both the Queensbound Whitestone and Throgs Neck Bridge extra slow at this hour, but not bad heading back to the Bronx. Across the Hudson River, 30 to 40 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, about 15 each way at the Lincoln Tunnel. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off, two premium pillows, and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer only, money-back guarantee, until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code AM970. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code AM970.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's actually really been helping my system and my lupus and my gastro problems. So I'm actually very happy with the product.
Acid reflux is pretty much under control. That's why I keep taking it.
I have noticed, you know, I'm sleeping better since I started taking the Balance of Nature and all the other things I'm doing.
I can't believe how wonderful your product is. I listen to you guys on the radio for years and years and years, and I listen to all the testimonials. I go, well, you know, it's probably time to give it a try. And I've been just happy as can be ever since.
For a limited time, use discount code THEANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Ding dong, ding dong. That is the song with joyful ring of caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Yeah, let it ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so Kevin McCullough on location, and today's Tate's take is taking place with Kristen B. Tate at the top of the Rockefeller Center here in Midtown Manhattan. Kristen, it's good to see you in person.
Kevin, I'm so excited to be with you.
So lots of interesting things happening this week, and I'm interested in getting your thoughts. Yesterday, we saw what I argued at the beginning of yesterday's show was maybe the greatest few minutes of raw reality television that's ever gone on TV, and it was Schumer and Pelosi and Trump and the smackdown that took place over a period of 5 minutes or so. What was your reaction to that?
I loved it, and I loved how Trump owned the government shutdown. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer tried to corner him and attach the government shutdown to him, and instead of dodging it, you know what Trump did? He owned the shutdown and used it as an excuse to remind his supporters that he is committed to the border wall. And at this point, Kevin, we're 2 years in, there's still no border wall. Trump's only option to get it is to shut down the government, and he's made it clear he's going to do that, and I thank God for it, because I believe very strongly that he cannot win in 2020 unless he gets the border wall or fights like hell for it.
Well, the interesting thing about this is it won't even be a complete government shutdown. It's a partial shutdown. Yeah, it's a partial shutdown.
But you know how the Democrats will play this. You know CNN's going to air interviews with, you know, park workers who are going to complain about not being able to put food on the table for their families.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I thought the interesting thing about that was that they didn't have really anything to pin against him. He's asking for something that the American people want. In fact, where we cut off the interview yesterday on air was where he said, do you want border security? Pelosi says yes. Do you want border security? Schumer says yes. He goes, good, we all agree. At the end of the day, they don't want to acknowledge that a wall is part of a comprehensive border security program, but I think the American people think a natural barrier, like a wall, makes sense to reducing the influx of illegal immigration.
Well, a CBS poll. CBS. Not the most conservative.
That real conservative group called CBS.
Right. They found that 51% of Americans do want a wall. And since that's CBS, I bet it's more like 61% of Americans do want the wall. But, you know, the Democrats have become the party of amnesty. Nancy Pelosi said last week that it's, quote, immoral to enforce our own borders. So Trump is taking a stand on this issue, as he should. I've been very critical of Jared Kushner and Steve Mnuchin, who are apparently trying to shift Trump away from the border wall and towards the economy. Yes, the economy is great. The tax cuts are great. But Trump supporters voted for him because of the wall. We didn't see Trump supporters chanting, lower my taxes at 2016 rallies. They were chanting, build the wall. And he's got to do it, or at least go down trying.
Right. Well, it's interesting, and I'm sure that there'll be more in regards to that just within the next couple of days or so, because they're gonna have to. He's demanded that Congress take action. Let's shift gears a little bit. Yesterday, the House passed in pretty overwhelming fashion. And there's thought that the Senate has overwhelming bipartisan support for this, maybe 75 votes minimum that McConnell has lined up for this, for the criminal justice reform package known as the First Step Act. Now, Candace Owens Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA, a number of other groups have all been arguing for the necessity of this for some time. But this is going to be seen as maybe the most significant criminal justice reform legislation that's ever been put forward, and certainly in the modern era, if not the history of the United States. If they get this passed and the president gets his signature on it, which he's instructed, he wants McConnell to pass it before the end of the year, what do you think this does in terms of how it affects 2020? Who really wins or loses if Trump passes criminal justice?
I got to be honest, Kevin, I don't think it's actually a big item for 2020. It'll be a nice little ornament for Trump in 2020. It makes him look like he's willing to reach across the aisle and not be so much of an ideologue. It's created a lot of interesting political bedfellows. Of course, this has a lot of support on the Democratic side. But again, when it comes to the base, which Trump really needs to get out in 2020 in droves like he did in 2016, this isn't going to move the needle much, in my opinion. It might help him a bit with the African-American voters, but I don't think that this is going to be a real core issue in 2020, and I hope that Trump doesn't rely on it as such, because again, this is going to come down to immigration, and he's not going to be able to run on criminal justice reform or infrastructure spending successfully. He's got to deliver on immigration. I'm in the Ann Coulter wing of thought here. It's all about immigration.
Well, and I tend to agree with you on that, although I will say that African-Americans and Hispanics who are now working that were not able to before and who are getting paid higher wages than they were before, I think there's a certain degree of appreciation for what has developed in terms of what their own personal lives are experiencing that may be a bridge vote that Republicans have never even experienced before.
Yeah, no, and trust me, I think this can only help Trump. It's a good thing. But also keep in mind, Trump ran as the law and order president. A lot of hardcore conservatives are saying that this criminal justice reform bill sort of juxtaposes that. So I'm not sure it'll help him with his hardcore base. It could help him with other voters who may not vote Trump, like, you know, otherwise, like black voters, Hispanic voters, whatever. I think it'll help him there. But again, this is not going to be a core issue for Trump in 2020, in my opinion. I could be wrong. But I think that he should not get too comfortable here.
Well, and I think that that is I think that's pretty well said. Although I do think, and I've said this, I'm on the record. I had a column out that kind of emphasized this. I do think that it is things like criminal justice and the unemployment situation that will cause Trump to surge in 2020 to have the highest black participation for a Republican presidential candidate in the history of the country. I reserve the right to be wrong about that, but I think that if he stays on the path that he's on, I think you're going to see massive, not majority, but if he went from 11% to, say, 25% of the African-American vote, Democrats would lose in a landslide. They cannot afford to give up that level of, even though it seems like a small amount, they can't afford to give up that amount and still expect to win. So let me ask you a little bit of a different kind of off the beaten trail question. We're sitting here in the Rainbow Room. It's a very decorative and festive experience that's going on. We've got the city all around us, etc. Christmas is in full fledged in New York City, and I firmly believe that there's no city that does Christmas better than New York City. The lights, even the biblical story, they celebrate all of it. The idea that this song, Baby It's Cold Outside, was getting pulled from radio stations. Kristen B. Tate's view on whether or not the Me Too movement has infiltrated the Louis Armstrong classic, or not, whoever's saying it, maybe it wasn't Louis Armstrong. What's your take on Baby It's Cold Outside?
So stupid. And the left has gone so far that these ridiculous arguments actually undermine their more serious arguments. And there's an entire wing of the leftist school of thought who agrees with me here. In fact, the New York Times ran a column about how stupid it is that leftists are trying to ban Baby It's Cold Outside and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But you know what, Kevin? I say let them go down this path, because it exposes how ridiculous and how far gone these people are. So I say the more the merrier. The more op-eds about banning Baby It's Cold Outside, the better, because it alienates all these moderate Americans who are swing voters.
She's Kristen B. Tate, and that's her take. Kristen, it's good to see you.
Great to be with you, Kevin, and wonderful to be here at the Heritage Foundation event.
Kevin McCullough Radio continues. Stay with us.
opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have cloudy skies overhead. We sit at 39 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, the MTA is voting on a new budget today based on the assumption that a fare hike will be approved. Scott Pringle has more.
The head of the City Council's Transportation Committee, Idonis Rodriguez, he's going to call on state lawmakers today to pass a congestion pricing plan. He wants that to pay for subway repairs and not a fare hike.
We need to focus on another revenue, another source of revenue.
Transportation advocates are going to join Rodriguez before the MTA meets to vote on a budget today. The MTA board expected to vote on fare increases in January. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Mayor de Blasio is announcing a multi-step plan aimed at funding and completing needed repairs in the public housing system. James Flippin has more.
He's calling it NYCHA 2.0. De Blasio noting 2018 progress with heating outages down this cold weather season and over 100 buildings' roofs repaired. Another goal, cutting the rat population in half over the next 2 years. But money needed as always, so private construction on Housing Authority-owned land will be encouraged. Officials also looking to sell the air rights of NYCHA buildings to developers.
Transferring air rights to immediately surrounding parcels of land will provide approximately $1 billion in new revenue.
De Blasio adamant these steps are not akin to privatizing public housing. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, the Knicks take on the Cavaliers in Cleveland. The Nets are in Philadelphia to take on the 76ers. Hockey, Islanders host the Vegas Golden Knights. Taking a look at the traffic, outbound side of the Holland Tunnel, a 30 to 40 minute delay, 10 to 15 on the city-bound side. Looks like 20 minutes now in at the Lincoln, 15 going back to New Jersey, and the George Washington Bridge is moving well. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, overnight low 31. Tomorrow, you can see some flurries, especially to the north and to the west of the city as the Clipper system comes by. Maybe some more snow in the afternoon, high 39. Partly sunny Friday, but a soaking rain moves in late in the day. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Everyone keeps talking about unemployment in the country being at record lows. Well, that might be true, but ask yourself, are you happy with your job? Do you like what you do? Do you make enough money for your family? If you answered no to any of these questions, then maybe you should learn about the opportunities in court reporting. Did you know that court reporting is a really exciting field and is completely in demand? In fact, NCRA, the National Court Reporters Association, has been reporting that there's over 5,000 job openings that just can't be filled. Courts really rely on reporters, and the earning potential is fantastic. But obviously, you'll want to know if this is the career for you. Well, for the next few weeks, NCRA has teamed up with Plaza College to help students learn about court reporting with a free introductory program called A to Z. To learn more about it, call Plaza College at 718-509-6399. That's 718-509-6399, or visit plazacollege.edu. That's plazacollege.edu.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
AM 970, The Answer.
Wait a minute. We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, what's funny about that bumper is that that's from the Star movie from last year, which was the animated Christmas film that Devon Franklin helped produce. And this song is the underscore for the Camels doing their caravan walking. Tracy Jordan and Oprah Winfrey and Whoopi Goldberg. And as they are walking through there, it's a caravan. And I was thinking about the caravan as as I ran across this piece today, there's several outlets reporting on it. Fox News was the one that I found it on. But basically, the caravan in just over the border in Tijuana, look, you stinky Americans, pay us $50,000 each or we invade. That's the bottom line. That's what they're demanding. It's going to be interesting to see if the president responds to this and exactly how strongly. But I don't think that's going to. If I was advising them, that wouldn't be the way I would say you're going to win hearts and minds on our side of the border. James Woods made a counteroffer. He said minimum wage to build the wall and you get paid in Mexico. A report to the Mexican government to pick up your paycheck. I addended his counteroffer and said, no, it's in pesos only. Must be spent outside the U.S. Well, is there any truth to this? And what's the background of some of the people that are making this claim? Stephen Dinan of the Washington Times is on the case. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
So this is a kind of a weird kind of off the beaten path story today. But what truth is there to it? Did they really walk up to the American border and say, give us $50,000 or we're not going away?
Well, it wasn't actually the American border. It was the U.S. consulate in Tijuana. So they basically approached the official American, the State Department, the U.S. government representatives in Tijuana. And for what it's worth, they considered even being able to get into the consulate a bit of a victory because they feel they were at least heard. But yes, they showed up and presented a demand. Now, this is a splinter group, we should be clear. It's maybe about 50 people were apparently part of this group that made this demand. And the demand was either you let us in, or else you pay us $50,000 for us to go back home. And so it's basically a binary choice of, hey, we're going to present ourselves, and we are going to wait here until you let us in, or else you can pay us $50,000, and yeah, that'd be good enough for us to go back home. Look, the main thing about this, the key thing, asking for a monetary demand to return back home is clear proof that these are not asylum seekers,
right?
What they have claimed to be, right? You know, asylum is a protection. It's generally a political protection from for somebody whose own home government can't protect them from persecution based on religion or race or political beliefs or whatnot. These folks are saying, hey, we're perfectly willing to return back home richer, but you know, it has nothing to do with all of those other categories. This is about money. It's about jobs, and that economics have never been a reason to qualify for asylum here. So this does serious damage, certainly to the case of any of the people who are identified as being part of this 50,
sure,
and perhaps can be used against the, you know, anybody from the broader caravan seeking asylum.
Well, 50 times 50 grand, that's what, 2.5 million?
There we are talking serious cash.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying, I might move to Honduras if they give me 50 grand in cash, at least for a few days. Hey, Stephen, you've done a little research on the person making the demand as well. What did you discover?
So it turns out the San Diego Union-Tribune has done they were the first story I saw on this, and they actually, I guess, appear to have been on top of the case at the consulate. They reported on both this and another demand. But the organizer of this 50,000 demand has some legal troubles in the past. He's actually, he is Honduran, but he's been in Mexico for the last three decades and basically in exile from Honduras, where, according to a 1987 New York Times article, he was involved or implicated in a bombing of a Chinese restaurant in Honduras where six U.S. soldiers were actually injured, not heavily, but slightly injured in that bombing. And, you know, that's also got to be probably not very helpful for his demand to be let into the U.S.
Well, yeah, if you've injured our military through terrorist actions, I think we should just ignore you wholesale. I don't know that there's much debate about that.
Yeah, which is, and so, you know, I imagine that a lot of folks, a guy who's doing that and then demanding $50,000 to go back home, or he will continue to press a case to be let into the U.S., you could, you know, your listeners can sort of draw their own conclusion.
I don't know, Stephen. I think you're being really hard-hearted about this. I think these are just poor, escaping the violence and the unlivable conditions of where they're from. You know, I think you're giving them the short shift here.
Well,
kidding, obviously.
$50,000 would make those
problems go away. That's
better.
Right. Hey, read him at the Washington Times, and his new piece is on this, and he's got a whole bunch of other stuff that relates to these continuing stories, including Trump's latest response to the wall issues. Stephen, always good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
Kevin McCullough Radio, when we continue, it is the man I wish was mayor in New York City, John Catsimatidis, on the way next on Kevin McCullough Radio.
you'll always get the straight story from Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Look at ISIS. Who talks about ISIS? ISIS was on the front page every day, beheading people. But nobody talks about them. Why? Because we have leadership in the White House. We have Donald Trump, who is reasserting American leadership in the world.
Starting January 1st, it's America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or healthcare proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-43-BIBLE.
Every year you're asked the same question. What do you want for Christmas? Well, AM 970 The Answer wants to give you a life-changing gift. It's the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Contest. If you win, we're paying your mortgage or rent for an entire year. To enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Contest, go to AM970TheAnswer.com and join our VIP club. Then go to contests and sign up. Enter once per day to better your odds of winning your miracle mortgage money. Let us make your year. Join the AM 970 VIP Club and enter today.
Dashing through the snow, to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday, like a $10 CVS cash card, yours when you spend $30 on select items. This week, M&Ms are 2 for $6 and photo cards are 30% off online. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Yeah, I'm sending you a Merry New York Christmas. And a prayer for peace on earth within our time.
He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
Did he cover up your dirty deeds? That's what everybody wants to know. That's what Michael Cohen said before a judge today, that he was flailing himself before the judge, begging for mercy because he had covered up for Donald Trump's dirty deeds. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. You heard from Jerome Corsi at the top of the hour. I'm going to let you draw your own conclusion as we continue to give you the voices that are impacted by this. But I want to get my next guest's take on this because, I do wish he was mayor. I respect his opinion, and I'm grateful that he's here with us. John Catsimatidis, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I mean, Wednesdays comes around real fast.
It does. Well, a busy man like you, you know, you're out the door early, you go late, and so forth. So Michael Cohen this morning pleads guilty, gets 3 years. I had heard 5 years would be a tough sentence. 4 years was about what most of the media analysts thought he'd get. He got 3 years. What does this tell you, John Catsimatidis?
Well, I really don't know what it tells us. The fact is, I think the prosecutors promised him no time, just about. He expected no time originally.
The Mueller team was trying to get him no time, but and the Southern District people were the one that strung him up.
Well, the games the prosecutors play. I'm surprised. I'm shocked. They lied to him. I'm shocked.
Well, and you know, there's some question now that the Inquirer might be cooperating with the counsel, and I would expect them to. Actually, as a taxpaying citizen, an honorable, upstanding person wants people to tell the truth and to do the right thing. So if the National Inquirer needs to be questioned about something, I want them to tell the truth. But they're acting like that if President Trump has paid someone as a nuisance fee to go away, that that's never been done before. John, you're a billionaire. You've been around a long time. Have you ever had to just make something just get off your plate because you got other things to get to?
Nobody wants their face on the front of National Enquirer. I think out of 400 billionaires in our country, 397 of them would pay them off not to be on the front page of the National Enquirer.
What about those other three? What's wrong with those guys?
That's just plain dumb.
Okay. Well, having said that, how do you think this impacts President Trump and where he goes from here?
Well, you know, President Obama was penalized for a lot of things.
Much more so than this.
And nobody made a big deal out of it. Trump, look, you know, he's a businessman. He makes business decisions. Things happen. Meanwhile, instead of worrying about Trump's sex life, can't we worry about America? Instead of a Jerry Nadler worrying about impeaching the president, can't he worry about how do we make America better instead of concentrating on impeaching a president? Let's bring it all together and worry about our country. Worry about our country doing well than worrying about attacking the Republicans, attacking the Democrats attacking the Republicans. There's so much nonsense going on that it's really horrible.
But John, isn't the reason why Jerry Nadler and others have the time to do this is because things are going well, and they don't have any counter offers to the economy or to immigration or to anything.
If the Democrats have something, you know, lay out your game plan. If you think Trump is doing a lousy job, instead of impeaching him, then why don't you lay out what you want to see for America? You know, the argument that took place in Trump's office between Chuck Schumer and
yes.
Nancy Pelosi.
Greatest reality TV ever to air on TV.
I mean, it was just, I don't understand Nancy Pelosi. Does she just want to open up the borders and let everybody in?
Well,
I mean,
if you're trying to make a cohesive argument out of anything she pieced together in terms of what she said yesterday, that's the conclusion you have to come
she
to.
She questioned Trump's manhood. Now, how many women are going to question Trump's manhood?
Well, I just...
Let's have a survey.
I just think that when Trump stands up and says, and I think the thing that irritated people yesterday, particularly in the media about that, and I asked the question on my show. I played the audio. I unedited. I didn't cut any of it out. And I said, you tell me who won. And the email response we got overwhelmingly, President Trump was in command of that conversation. Part of the reason is because they don't have anything to counter the offer with, and all they want to do is take the discussion private. They didn't want to have that discussion on camera.
I don't want to criticize Nancy Pelosi. I know her for 30 years. If I saw her in the street, she would actually run up to me and give me a hug. I know Chuck Schumer forever. I know him for 30, 40 years. And I have to tell you something, Kevin. I know both of them, and they both have more common sense
than what they're showing.
Than
right
what they're showing.
That's not. That's
so
disappointing.
What does this mean? Are they scared as leadership that some of these crazies will doubt them?
I think if you look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I think that Nancy's a little bit scared of her. I think there's a fight for the soul of the Democratic Party right now, and it's between these traditional, more just big government types and the really new wacko progressives that want to turn everything into communism.
Well, you know, there was Bill Clinton, and I always considered him a common sense president, and
he kind of governed like that.
Yeah, and he made peace with Newt Gingrich, and they governed the country the correct way. The deficit under Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich went from $5.5 trillion down to $5 trillion. Under Barack Obama, it went from 10 to 20.
Yeah.
And nobody's saying boo.
Yeah, nobody seemed to care. All right. If you're in New York and you listen to AM 970 The Answer, at the top of the hour, you stay right there because there is more John Catsimatidis. It's Cats at Night, the exclusive home of Cats at Night, AM 970 The Answer. And if you're listening anywhere, just stay with us because my final thought coming up next, a little hat tip to townhall.com for something they honored us with yesterday. Anyway, that's all straight ahead. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's a slow go this afternoon in New Jersey on the Parkway in both directions. Southbound is slow from the Essex Tolls down to 145, again from 143 down to 137, and again from 132 down towards 130. Northbound Parkway slows Union Tolls up to 145. On 280, we're slow on the eastbound side from the Parkway out towards the Stickle Drawbridge. Westbound from exit 16 to 14, we're slow, and more delays into Interstate 80. On 80 westbound, we're slow from Hackensack right out through the Patterson area. Eastbound, we're slow from Wayne into Totowa. And we're a little bit slow on 287 again on the northbound side as you start just north of exit 33 in Morristown, up towards exit 35 and up towards Interstate 80. Southbound, we're slow from Bounbrook to Edison. Latest numbers across the Hudson. Outbound side of the Holland Tunnel is the one I want you nowhere near, with close to a 45-minute delay from Canal Street. Citybound side, about 10 to 15 minutes, about 20 each way. At the Lincoln Tunnel on the George Washington Bridge, that is a pretty good ride. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
It's that time of year again. Time to figure out what to send for Christmas. Hi, Kevin McCullough. At AM 970, the decision is easy. We always send Capalbo's gift baskets. They make awesome fruit, wine, champagne, gourmet gift baskets and towers. You name it, they have it. You'll love it. Everything at Capalbo's gift baskets looks good and tastes even better. It's always fresh and gorgeously presented. They make gift giving so easy and affordable. Most baskets come with free shipping, and everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. They're a landmark in the tri-state. Over 110 years they've been doing this and are a family-owned business. The store is filled with beautiful baskets and towers. It's located in Passaic County at 350 Allwood Road in Clifton, New Jersey. Here at the station, we've sent their baskets many times and definitely plan to use them all season long. To order, go to Capalbo's online. That's Capalbo's online.com or call them at 800-252-6262. 800-252-6262. I want you to experience their amazing products. So use my promo code Kevin970 at checkout and save 10% on your order. That's Kevin970 at 800-252-6262. 800-252-6262. Say Kevin at 970. You're going to get 10% off your order. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbo's. 800-252-6262. Promo code Kevin970.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
Oh, no colds, no flu, lots of energy, just overall well-being. It's just if I stop taking it, I see the difference. You know, I would never stop with these. I would keep them on hand always.
Well, I got more energy for sure. I don't feel the same if I don't take this every day. I think it's improved my life greatly because I was feeling real sluggish before, sluggish and tired. I had like the brain fog. It's all gone now. You know, I've been taking this stuff and I feel like I have the energy of an 18-year-old with the looks of a 30-year-old and I'm 50. It's crazy. This stuff is crazy. I love it.
For a limited time, use discount code THEANSWER. And we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Cats at Night with John Catsimatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970. The Answer.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, a couple of things to keep in mind. Coming up December the 21st, that's a Friday, we are scheduled to be for a couple of hours at the Lefkas restaurant in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. And if you'd like to come out and be part of the live show that afternoon, we're going to have a lot of fun. Toys for Tots. We're asking you to bring a toy for a young person that is in need of something to encourage them this year that won't have it otherwise. And you can drop them off that day. There's going to be food provided by Lefkas, which is a delicious Greek eatery. And they're going to have all the adult beverages at that establishment as well. And then everything that you could want in terms of entertainment. We're going to have celebrities and special guests and all kinds of things. So I'm hoping that you're planning on putting it on your calendar. December 21st, Lefkas Greek Eatery in Englewood Cliffs, and the management there, you know them because they've got a couple of other really wonderful places in the New York tri-state. Also, I want to say thank you to the editors at townhall.com. Yesterday, they released, I don't know if it's an annual list or if this was the first that they had done this, but they listed the 20 most influential political podcasts, in their estimation, in America in 2018. And, you know, every day I say, if you miss this broadcast, you can go over to our SoundCloud page and get the podcast. I'm honored to tell you that that podcast of Kevin McCullough Radio has been included in that gathering of those 20 most influential political podcasts of the year. So thank you to townhall.com. Thank you to the editors there. And thank you to everyone that had any degree of say in that. Finally tonight, never Trumper Jennifer Rubin of The Washington Post tweeted today, this is the same crowd who wants to, she's talking about the people that are saying that Trump didn't do anything wrong in the collusion episode so far. She goes, this is the same crowd who wants to lock up migrants for the misdemeanor of entering the country illegally. Silly them, if only they'd obstructed justice or committed peanut stuff, they'd be fine. But she says, we want to lock up migrants for the misdemeanor of entering the country illegally. No, Jennifer Rubin, we don't want to lock up migrants for entering the country illegally. What we want them to do is to go home, apply for legal status, and follow the legal process. And doing so doesn't lack compassion. In fact, if anything, it protects them and it protects the rule of law here. Jennifer Rubin. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.